Iambic Audiobooks and PS Publishing Limited present The Painting and the City by Robert Freeman Wexler. Read by Robert Kuyper.
And Ulf Bjorklund.
We've got the normals squinching. Randy Biscuit Turner, Big Boys, The Wreck Collection. New York is a city, and it is also a creature. A mentality, a disease, a threat, an electromagnet, a cheap stage set, an accident corridor. It is an implausible character, a monstrous vortex of contradictions, an attraction-repulsion mechanism so extreme no one could have made it up. Luke Sante, Low Life, Lures and Snares of Old New York. For Rebecca and Merida. Chapter 1. The City. Tonight, for all its magnificence, the city projected a claustrophobic attitude, in which barren and cheerless buildings huddled for companionship, creaking across streets and alleys to confer with their neighbors. The sky had the brittle look of overripe fruit, all lumpy apples and oozing bananas, while the air felt more July than May, sodden and heavy, attacked by the aroma of uncollected refuse that overflowed its containers like some rain-swollen tropical river. And the faces of the homeless shone with brown light. In summer, rancid haze clings to the buildings, a coating of torpor that drives out all who are able to leave for a weekend, for a month, 2 months, all who own the means of leisure, while the rest take what ease they can, shunning the subways, avoiding the lifeless...